हॅलो स्टुडंट, माय सेल्फ मनीष बोधनकर, ऍक्टिंग ॲज अ सेंटर असिस्टंट कोऑर्डिनेटर ॲट इन्स्टिट्यूट ऑफ फायर अँड सेफ्टी इंजिनिअरिंग, विच इज अ स्टडी सेंटर ऑफ YCMOU कोड 44228. टुडे आय एम गोईंग टू डिस्कस ब्रीफली अबाउट द पेपर नंबर 3 और बुक नंबर 3 टायटल्ड फायर फायटिंग इक्विपमेंट, विच इज अ थर्ड बुक of in certificate program in fire safety engineering management. The subject of this book is classified under core technology of fire brigade equipment and an appliance intends to teach student basic concepts, facts, principles and operational procedure adopting maintenance, stowage, standard test of equipment and appliances practices periodically which increase the efficiency of fire services. Knowledge obtained will be helpful in local fire station, industrial fire brigade and other civil defense emergency services. So, the unit first of this book is hose. Hose is one of the most important item of equipment in firefighting. It is mainly used for conveying water from any water source to the fire ground. Hence, it is required that a proper type of hose is selected, maintained carefully, use both at the fire ground and at the station level. Hose may be classified as delivery hose and suction hose. Both type of hoses are to satisfy certain minimum requirements before they are accepted for firefighting purpose. Firstly, delivery hose. The basic characteristics of delivery hose are, it should be flexible, durable, resistance to rot, change in length and diameter, friction loss, its weight, hose pressure and acceptance test. Flexibility. Hose must be sufficiently flexible to enable it to be handled easily and without kinking when in use, and for it to be made up into a smooth roll when wet or dry. Durability. The durability and wearing qualities must be as high as possible, and the material used, particularly in the warp, must have high resistance to abrasion and be able to withstand the rough use which hose inevitably receives in services. Resistance to rot. Natural fibers such as flax and cotton are liable to be affected by mildew or rot, and it is important that these materials, when used in construction of hose, are given rot-proofing treatment. Change in length and diameter. Any increase in the length or diameter of hose when under pressure indicates that the material are stretching. The limit of extension of unlined hose at a pressure 175 pound per square inch, near about 12 bars, is 6% of the length when dry, and the increase in diameter of 2-3x4 inches, near about 79 mm, size hose is limited to 2.4 mm. Friction loss. A rough internal surface increases the resistance to flow of water through hose. The surface should therefore be as smooth as possible in order to reduce a minimum loss of pressure through friction. Weight. The weight of hose is important not only from point of view of handling at fires and drills, but also as regard stowage in appliances. Hose pressure and acceptance test. Hose has to withstand high internal pressure. During firefighting, these pressures may be as high as 10 to 14 bar, and shock pressure may be even higher. Hose must be encountered, and it is usually constructed to withstand at least twice the pressure to which it is likely to be subjected in service. Care and maintenance of delivery hoses. New hose should never be allowed to remain in the cases in which it is received, but should be removed and the coils loosened. Hose should be stored in cool, dry, well ventilated place. When storing, hose short bends should be avoided as much as possible. Hose which is unused for long period of time should not be allowed to remain on the appliance but should be removed and placed on rocks or towers. Rubber line hose should have water pass through it from time to time to keep the lining in good condition. Rubber line hose should not be exposed to hot dry air nor stored in sun's rays. Hose should never be bent or kept at too acute an angle, especially under water pressure. Hose which is laid across roads should always be ramped to prevent damage by passing vehicles. Hose known to have been contaminated with acids or alkalis should be thoroughly washed immediately with clean water. Hose should be drained by underrunning when underrunning is essential to see that kink do not form at bends. There are basic three types of coiling or rolling of hoses. They are first coil, second Dutch roll, third flaking, and fourth one is figure of eight. When making up hose on the roll, the female coupling should not be doubled down onto the hose too tightly, and the first coil should be somewhat loose. Care should be taken when hose is stored on appliance to avoid the possibility of the hose chafing against the locker side due to vibration. Appliance lockers doors should be opened at frequent intervals to allow air to circulate and condition the hose. Similarly, repairing of hoses, delivery hoses. Repairing of delivery hoses by applying patches on them, by removing punctures, by applying hose bandages, or by applying hose jackets. Immediately hose is returned to a station after use, it should be clean, tested, and carefully examined for damage. Careful attention being paid to the smallest sign of abrasion on plastic outer covers. It is important that hose is thoroughly dry before repair are carried out. Hose that is known to have become defective in use is usually rolled or coiled up in the reverse way, means that is with male coupling inside and female coupling outside. Standard test. All delivery hose and hose reel tubing should be tested to a minimum pressure of 10.5 kg per centimeter square at every 12 months after every fire in which it is used. In the case of delivery hose, a 12.5 mm nozzle at the branch should be used, and in case of hose reel hose, the hose reel nozzle should be used. If a 12.5 mm nozzle is not available, then the smallest suitable nozzle which will allow the requisite pressure should be employed. Similarly, there are characteristics of suction hose also. Suction hose is the name applied to hose designed to resist external pressure. It is used exclusively between the water supply and the pump. It will withstand internal or external pressure from open water supplies as from pressure fed mains. It is an essential part of the equipment of every pumping appliance. The main characteristics of good suction hoses are: it should withstand the internal and external pressure which encounters during operation. It should have minimum weight. It should touch to withstand to the rough use. It should be flexible or easy handling. Internal surface should be smooth to avoid friction loss. Suction hoses are available in different sizes: 75 mm bore, 100 mm bore, and 150 mm bore. The basic construction are of two types, called as partially embedded suction hose or fully embedded or smooth bore suction hose. In partially embedded suction hose, it is usually built up from a tough rubber lining in which a partially embedded a spiral made from tapered galvanized steel wire. In smooth bore suction hose, smooth bore fully embedded suction hose has a thick internal rubber lining in which a spiral wire is fully embedded. If we summarize this chapter, then modern hose is made with synthetic yarns, especially polyester and nylon, which have extra strength. This together with technical improvements in rubber technology, which allows use of thinner linings, has enabled large reductions in width, coil diameter and packing volume, and the manufacture of easily handled long hose lengths. In contrast with flax and cotton, which rot under damp storage conditions by microbe and fungi attack, synthetic yarns are not susceptible to rotting, and this reduces the need to carefully dry out hose after use. Modern hose is often either coated with a thin skin which facilitates washing and cleaning, or may have a thicker cover providing additional protection against abrasion, wear and heat. So let's switch on the next unit, that is hose fitting. Number of fittings of different types of suction hose and delivery hose in the requisite manner are used in fire services. Of these, the common types of fittings are couplings, adapters, branches, nozzles, breaching and other miscellaneous fittings such as collecting head, footwall, standpipe, etc. All such fittings which are designed for use with hose for the purpose of fighting fire or otherwise are known as hose fittings. A wide variety of apparatus it can be classified as hose fittings used in fire services. So let us see what are the types of hose fittings. First of all, number one, couplings. Couplings are of two types, suction hose couplings and delivery hose couplings. They may be interlocking, male and female, shore lock coupling or hermaphrodite coupling. They may be V-threaded or U-threaded. Especially in suction hose, we use threaded couplings of V or U type. For binding purposes, with the coupling, delivery hose have 1.6 mm binding and suction hose has 2 mm binding. Secondly, adapters. Adapters are also of different types, such as suction adapter, male to male adapter, female to female adapter, or adapter of different diameters to connect similar couplings. There is also a special adapter called as hydrant adapter. Third one, breechings. There are two types of breechings, collecting breeching and dividing breeching. In collecting breeching, there are two male and one female. It is used to collect two sources into one line. In dividing breeching, there are two female and one male coupling. It is used to divide one line into two line of delivery hoses. Wrenches. Wrenches are used for loosen or tighten of nozzles, suction hoses, couplings, etc. These are also of two types, conventional type and universal type. Next is strainer. Strainer is specially fitted to suction hoses during pumping operation. They are of metal strainer, basket strainer, foot wall strainer and shallow water strainer. Then the most important for firefighting are branches. Branches are of also two types, called as control branch, hand control branch and ordinary or non-control branch. Let us see ordinary branch. Ordinary branch have 8 inches in length. It is also called as Ajax branch, Jet branch or copper branch. It's tapering from 2.5 inches to 1.75 inches. Another non-control branch is revolving branch. It has 9 nozzles at 45 degrees and it revolves 360 degree rotation on ball bearings. It gives spray, fog, special use in smoke filled atmosphere, basement, sheephold during entry. Next, non-control branch is radial branch. It is also called as Simon twin pressure branch. It is specially used for pulling down any wall during building collapse or during firefighting or collapse building. It has 2.5 to 3 inch nozzle. Let us see hand control branches. First one is London pattern hand control branch. This branch gives jet and spray together at a time also. It sprays starts from 38 degrees to 180 degrees. It is specially used in solid fires, oil fires. The precaution has to be taken by the operator is operate it slowly, otherwise back pressure may generate. Secondly, fog branch. It gives jet and fog at a time. Specially used in oil fire to dissipate smoke, and through this branch less water wastage is maintained. Third one, diffuser branch. Diffuser branch gives mushroom shaped hollow jet at 180 degrees. It starts from 30 degrees to 40 degrees up to 180 degrees. It is specially used to protect firefighter from heat. It is specially used in smoke filled oil fires, small fires, and through this branch less water wastage is carried away. Next one, hose reel branches. These branches are small, near about 5 to 6 mm nozzle, same as like that of bigger branches, operates on petcock for controlling them. Next hose fitting is monitor. There are portable monitors or fixed monitor. Portable monitors are carried by hand and they are applied on ground level. Fixed monitors are specially designed for the appliances on fireboats, crash fire tender, turntable ladders, hydraulic platform. Their elevation is from 0 degrees to 180 degrees, having 38 mm nozzle. Branch holders. These are used to fix the branch at one place, stationary position for support. Standpipe, specially used in pit hydrants, having length 1 meter. Blank cap. Blank caps are used in delivery hoses as well as on suction hoses. These may be single or double lug or threaded couplings. Collecting head. Collecting head is specially used during collector pumping water relay. It has non-return valve type, two-way collecting head, four-way collecting head, six-way collecting head are its types. There are some special fittings also. They are revolving branch, chimney rod, basement spray, cellar pipe. Chimney rod is to extinguish fire inside the chimneys. Basement spray are used for purging of gases. Cellar pipe are specially used in bullets or capsules. It has control collar, diffuser collar. Also, it is used to dissipate or purging of gases from bullets. Low pressure applicator, it is also one type of branch. It is specially used for spillage oil fires. Then special type are branch holders, monitors, radial branches and standpipe. Miscellaneous hose fittings. Number one, gooseneck. Goosenecks are used for filling water tanks, uniform conventional cross-sectional area, and to avoid kink formation of the hose. Secondly, miscellaneous fittings are elbow for nozzles. These nozzles setting at 90 degrees, used in basements, ship holes, attached between branch body and the nozzle. Release valve. This is specially used to release water from water pressure from hose after firefighting, specially in turntable ladders. It is present on the coupling itself. Hose rams. Hose rams are made by metals or wooden with rubber coating. These are used when firefighting hoses cross the roads. So let me switch on to next chapter, ladders. In fire services, the ladders are employed to gain access to the upper floor and roof of the building, chiefly for rescue purpose and firefighting operations. Fire service appliances carry these on either singly or in combinations. The ladders are grouped in two. The first group consists of ladders which are to be carried in position by hand and extended by hand. That is, scaling ladder, first floor ladder, hook ladder, extension ladder. In second group, the special type of ladders like wheel escape ladder, turntable ladder, short form it is TTL, snorkel or hydraulic platform. Basically, in this course, extension ladder is most important. So where do we use extension ladder? Extension ladder is commonly employed by fire service to gain access to upper floors of the building or such elevated places for performing rescue or firefighting operations. Extension ladder can be used as a substitute for stairs also. Extension ladder can be used for brigading purpose over unsafe floor between two tall buildings. Extension ladder is more useful at fire where a wheeled escape ladder is not necessary. It can be used due to requirement of space such as narrow passage, lanes, small compound, gardens, etc. Two extension ladders can be in angular form supporting each other, can be used to reach the middle of the high ceiling and also to give support to ceiling during rescue operation from falling down. Extension ladder can be used for getting an entry into the basement, well or ship holes. There are some terms used during the operation. Fire personnels should familiarize themselves with the terms used in operations with ladders. Number one, extend means to raise the extending portion of a ladder. Extend to lower means to raise the extending portion of a ladder to clear the poles for lowering. Heeling out means to move the heel of a ladder towards or away from a building. House means to retract the extending portion of a ladder. Pitch means to erect a ladder against a building. Slip means to remove a ladder from an appliances. Constituent parts. Basic constituent parts of an extension ladder are main ladder with rounds, extending ladder with round, extending line, head, pulley, rotating shaft, lever, poles, guide plates, strengthening wire running underneath strings, staples and screws, tie rods, screw nuts, grooves along the string, head iron plate, iron, heel iron plate, metal rollers, safety stop, etc. There are different sizes available in the market, which starts from 10 feet, 15 feet, 20 feet, 25 feet, 30 feet, 35 feet and 45 feet. 45 feet extension ladder has 3 extensions. The basic care and maintenance are: ladders of all types should be used regularly at drills in order to keep them in shape. They should not be stored in one position. The wood of the ladder is liable to splinter. As such, any roughness of incipient splinters should be treated and smoothened with a sandpaper. If ladder is badly affected, it should be sent to the workshop, where the prevention becomes worse. It should be replaced immediately. Otherwise, the weather may reach the wood, metal, and affect its strength. Constructional joints should be kept water resisting by close fitting and sound coating of varnish. Repair should be carried out by experts and should not be attempted by these unacquainted with the structure of ladder. All moving parts like pulley, wheel, rotating shaft, etc. should be examined and lubricated from time to time as required. All nut bolts, screws, etc. should be checked up for loosen and tighten where necessary. The extending line should be examined for any sign of wear. The main and the most important part of this chapter is different standard tests of an extension ladder. Basically, there are three tests carried. These tests are carried before firefighting, after firefighting, and monthly at fire station. These tests are string test, round test, and extending line test. There is one special test called as acceptance test. When you purchase a new ladder, you have to carry out acceptance test. It is dealt specially as a deflection test procedure. In string test, the ladder should be pitched to its full working height with head resting against building and the heel of the ladder approximately 11 feet away in case of 45 feet ladder. A line should be made fast with clove hitch knot to each string between two adjacent rounds at the center of the middle extension. The line must not be made fast to a round only. Weight of 3 person should be applied for 20 seconds. After releasing weight, check the stability of the ladder. Repeat the procedure twice. Round test. In order to test round, pitch ladder to its full working height. A man of 76 kg climb on the ladder at the top and start jumping on each round in such a way that his both feet should be stamped together to the sides of the round. Repeat this procedure for 2 times. The remaining round, the top five rounds which are remaining, fast these rounds with a weight of 380 kg and check the round. Next, extending line test. Firstly, pitch ladder to its full working height, then to the extending line. The weight of 2 men having 76 kg each should then applied for 20 seconds. Repeat this application of weight of 2 person twice. This procedure tests only 10 feet of extending line. After that, fully house the ladder and turn pitch against a wall or building. Apply weight of 2 men, that is of 76 kg, to the line as for extending the ladder as low as practicable, while another 2 men apply their weight to the extension to prevent it moving. Repeat the test procedure twice for 20 seconds. Special test, that is deflection or acceptance test. Take 2 trusses of 30 centimeter height and keep the ladder horizontally in such a way that 60 centimeter ladder part should be outside the trussle from both sides. Now apply weight of 38 kg in the center of the ladder. Ladder must deflect up to 7.5 cm. Add again 35 kg weight, means 38 plus 38, 78 kg, and see the deflection. It should be up to 15 cm towards ground. Then add again 38 kg, means now it become 114 kg, and check the deflection. It must be up to 22.5 cm towards ground. Now gradually remove first weight, second weight, third weight. Then ladder which is deflected 22.5 cm to 15 cm, then to 7.5 cm, then at parallel position. If any permanent deflection may occur during the stress given to the new ladder, it will be rejected to accept. So let us see next chapter, that is pump and primer. It is the heart of fire service or firefighting personnel, that is firefighting pump. What is pump? Pump is a machine which takes the external power supply and impart the energy to the fluids. Basically, there are three types of pump, called as centrifugal pump, non-centrifugal pump and ejector pumps. Firstly, positive pumps are force pump, lift pump, bucket and plunger pump, rotary pump. Ejector pumps are operated not by moving parts but by a jet of liquid of gas which acts as a propellant. This jet passes from a small orifice to a larger, thereby causing a drop in pressure, atmospheric pressure, then forces in the fluids to be pumped. In positive displacement pump, reciprocating motion is present. The commonest example of positive displacement pump are hand pumps. Construction and parts of centrifugal pump. Centrifugal pump acts on centrifugal force which is acted from center to the outer chamber. The basic or common parts are the impeller, the casing, the volute chamber, guide vanes. Let us see about the working of operation of centrifugal pump. Pump is a device. It imparts kinetic energy to the water. Thus, water is made to travel from the open water source like well, tank, streams, rivers and the sea, etc., up to the scene of fire. Hence, it is very important device for the fire services. Since the pump is most important appliance in fire service, every fire officer should try and become an expert in pump. He should not allow a pump or fire engine to fail in the fire ground. He should be able to understand and rectify the stoppage as and when they occur. When water enters in the pump eye of the impeller, it is thrown out on the periphery, that is 360 degrees with velocity energy. This water with velocity energy enters a small opening of a chamber which gradually increases in diameter. This chamber is known as volute chamber. The water which enters the volute chamber with velocity energy is now converted into pressure energy. So, the function of volute chamber is to convert velocity energy into pressure energy. Delivery hose is connected at the end of the volute chamber where the delivery valves are fitted. This is for single stage pump. There are also two stage pump or multi stage pump. In two stage or multi stage pumps, there is no volute chamber, but the vanes are mounted inside part of the casing which help to divert the water flow towards the next impeller eye. These vanes are called guide vanes or diffusers. Types of centrifugal pump are portable, large, heavy, extra heavy. For portable pump, the optimum pressure is 4 to 5 kg per centimeter square. Delivery output 250 to 500 liter per minute. Size of the suction hose used 3 to 4 inches. And number of delivery, single delivery. Secondly, large pump. Optimum pressure 7 kg per centimeter square. Delivery output 2000 to 2500 liter per minute, having suction hose 4 inches and number of deliveries 2. Third one, heavy pump. Operates on optimum pressure of 7 kg per centimeter square. delivering output 2800 to 3000 liter per minute, having suction 5 inches and delivery 4. Then extra heavy pump working on optimum pressure of 7 kg per centimeter square, delivery output 4500 liter per minute, size of suction hose 0.5 inches and having delivery 6 numbers. Duty point is defined as to get the optimum delivery at optimum pressure. Pump performance. At constant speed of impeller, we get constant delivery of water and decreases the pressure. Secondly, at high speed, we get more pressure and more delivery. Third, at constant pressure, we can get more delivery. Cavitation. What is cavitation? As pressure falls, the temperature increases, which will boil the water. As pressure falls, so does the temperature increases at which water boils. Depending on the degree of suction lift and other factors such as friction loss in the suction hose, condition can occur inside the pump, such as the water can vaporize at the ambient temperature. Then vapor bubbles form. This is known as cavitation, and the pump gives off a distinctive rattling sound, which may affect the suction lift and delivery of water. This centrifugal pump has also some standard test, that is monthly output test, monthly vacuum test, 6 monthly deep leak test. Let us see monthly output test. The pump shall be operated for not less than 15 minutes from an open static water supply with a suction lift of 3 meters, delivering water through the number of deliveries given below. Capacity of pump. If capacity of pump is 680 liter per minute, number of delivery hose is 1 and nozzle size 20 mm. If pump capacity 1125 liter per minute, number of delivery 1, nozzle use 25 mm. If pump capacity 1350 lpm, then number of deliveries 2, nozzle size 20 mm. If pump capacity 1800 liter per minute, then number of delivery use 3 and nozzle size 20 mm. If capacity of pump is 3200 lpm, then delivery hoses use must be 3 and nozzle size 25 mm. Monthly vacuum test. This test shall be carried out immediately after the monthly output test. The suction blank cap shall be tightened on the suction inlet of the pump after ensuring that its washer is intact and serviceable. All blank caps from the pump delivery outlet shall be removed with the compound gauge cock fully open. The primer shall be operated for 45 seconds or till a vacuum of 600 mm of mercury is obtained, whichever is earlier. The priming shall then be stopped and the compound gauge needle watch. If the fall back to 250 mm of mercury is less than 1 minute, it is an indication that an excessive leak is present and it shall be looked into. To excessive leak may be due to following reasons: loose or defective pump gland packing, leakage in pump gauge connections, leakage in the delivery outlet valves, and leakage in the heat exchanger valve. Next is 6 monthly deep leak test. This test shall be carried out once in 6 months for every pump having a capacity of 1125 liter per minute and over. The method of test shall be same as that of monthly output test, except the size of the nozzle is vary from pump to pump output capacity, but shall maintain pressure of 6 kg per centimeter square for 15 minutes with a suction lift minimum of 6 meter in case of different pumps and their pumping capacity. Similarly, in centrifugal pump, it is not self-priming pump. It has to be primed for sucking water from water source. So, what is priming? Definition is, before starting to get the work of centrifugal pump from the open water source, the air inside the suction hose and pump casing must be expelled so that the atmospheric pressure will force the water up into the pump. This process is known as priming. The device which helps to do priming is primer. There are basic three main types of priming system. First one, reciprocating primer, water ring primer or rotary primer, and third one is exhaust gas ejector primer. The most efficient amongst these are reciprocating primer. The advantages of this primer is it is very easy to operate the priming system. Also, this primer operates on 1000 rpm of the engine. And the disadvantage, this primer should have more weight, more space, require more space, wear and tear possibility is more, and the movement of parts is also more. In exhaust gas ejector primer, the advantages are, this ejector has very simple in operation and working. There is no fear of breaking off any part of priming system. There are some disadvantages too. This primer is less efficient than the reciprocating primer. It is necessary to run the fire engine on full throttle, so there is a more wear and tear in the engine parts. Also, it may possible to destruct the gland packing of the centrifugal pump. Third one is rotary primer or water ring primer. Advantages of water ring primer are, as the construction of the primer is so small that it requires small space, this primer works on normal engine speed. Disadvantages are, due to the wear and tear of parts, it loses the capacity to suck air from pump casing and suction column. Firemen should pay particular attention to the cleaning and lubrication of primers in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions. After use, they should open the reciprocating primer's oil sump cock to drain away any accumulated water, first allowing time for the water to settle out from the oil. If we summarize this chapter, that at any given speed, when there is no flow, the pressure is at a maximum. It decreases as the delivery valves are gradually opened and the flow increases through the pump. When pump seat speed increases, both pressure and flow increases. Third, when suction lift increases, both pressure and flow decreases. The maximum practical suction lift that can be achieved is about 8 meters. If the pump is driven by an internal combustion engine, as are most centrifugal fire pumps, the pump speed at any given throttle setting will decrease as the flow increases because the pump will absorb more power. So students, let's switch on to next chapter, that is hydrant and water supply. Hydrant system being found in one or two other of its form in most parts of our country. It is attached directly to the water main, which is provided at the chosen point with a vertical branch having flange to which that of the hydrant is bolted. A mushroom type valve closes on a setting in the base of the hydrant body just above the inlet flange. The valves have a facing of rubber or other suitable resilient material, while the setting of gun is of gunmetal. The valve is attached to the lower end of a screwed stem and is lifted from its seating by the rotation of a hollow spindle into which the stem screws until it is clear of the waterway. Guides are provided to ensure accurate setting of the valve. A cover to the hydrant body carries the stuffing box and glands through which the spindle passes. The outlet is bolted to the upper end of a bent landing from the valve seating. The hydraulic efficiency of this type varies greatly with the design of valve and outlet bends. Basically, there are different types of hydrants. Firstly, ball type hydrant. Secondly, screw down type hydrant. Third, Swiss type hydrant. And fourth, pillar and post type hydrant. In this modern era, ball type hydrant and pit or screw type hydrant is not in use. The most efficient hydrant system in industries are Swiss valve type hydrant or pillar and post type hydrant. Let us see Swiss valve hydrant. This type of hydrant is not placed above the main but alongside it on a short branch. The water flowing horizontally places the valve and not vertically as in the screw down type hydrant. It consists of three main castings: the inlet pipe which is connected to the pipe, the sluice valve itself, and the duct foot bending leading to the outlet. The opening and closing of the waterway is effected by means of a gate or wedge having gunmetal faces, which sits on corresponding faces in the body of the valve. This hydrant is hydraulically very efficient and when the valve is open gives a full waterway with a negligible loss of pressure. Secondly, screw down type hydrant. It is attached directly to the main which is provided at the chosen point with a vertical branch having flange to which that the hydrant is bolted. A mushroom type valve closes on a seating in the base of the hydrant body just above the inlet flange. The valve has a facing of rubber or other suitable releasant material while the seating of the gunmetal. The hydraulic efficiency of this type varies greatly with the design of the valve and outlet bends. Frost valve. When the valve of a hydrant is closed after use, a certain amount of water is trapped in the body of the hydrant between the valve and the outlet. This is a source of danger in a cold climate. Alternatively, a small manually operated cock may be screwed into the body of the hydrant in a similar manner to plug, or an automatic valve may be fitted which will open when hydrant is not in use and allow any water in the outlet to escape. Other gears are false spindle, suction outlets, double outlets, the direction of openings. There are some hydrant gears also, hydrant pit covers, their markings, their paintings as per BIS, means Bureau of Indian Standard. Next is typical pump house and hydrant water supply arrangement, which includes static water tank, terrace tank, priming tank, foot valve, jockey pump, terrace pump, fire pump, pump panel, landing valves, air release valves, air vessels, pressure switches, and fire service inlets. If we summarize this chapter, then many hydrants on the larger sizes of main are made with a double outlet to obtain a greater flow. In one type, both outlets are controlled by a single valve so that one outlet cannot be shut down independently of the other. With this type, it is also impossible to get to work with a single outlet without first blanking off the other, and a problem will arise if it is subsequently wished to couple up a second line of hose without shutting down the first line. These difficulties can be overcome by using a standpipe fitted with a rack wall. If at the start of operation such a standpipe is connected to the outlet, no immediately needed, a second line can easily be brought into use when required by opening the rack wall. So let us switch on to the next chapter, that is special appliances. Special appliances means the appliances rather than water tenders are all called as special appliances. There are seven main groups into which fire appliances or special appliances are categorized. Number one, the provision of special ladder rescue equipments such as turntable ladder, hydraulic platform, that is snorkel ladders. Number second, appliances for the provision of foam called as foam tenders, such as crash fire tenders available at airports. There are different types of crash fire tenders in India. First one is T815 called as Agni Shatru. Secondly, T148 Agni Daman. Third one is MAN Man. Fourth one is Arisan Bore. Incorporated with this CFT, on airport rapid intervention vehicle is there. Its acceleration is up to 80 km per hour in 25 seconds to 100 to 110 km per hour. It carries AFFF premix foam about 1000 liter at 6% induction and some rescue equipments for fighting or rescue in aircraft accidents. Third appliance is for rendering special services. Fourth one, for the maintenance of communication, that is communication van. Next is for fueling, repairs of the vehicles, pumps, etc., that is breakdown van or maintenance van. For the feeding of personnel, some special appliance is there called as canteen van. For the provision or maintenance of water supplies, that are mobile dam lorry. Some are also there called as hose laying lorries. These are hose laying lorries, vehicles carrying length of hoses on board and are employed for the purpose of saving physical exertion and time in the matter of laying out hose over long distances, especially during water relay operations. There is also special tender or special appliances called as dry powder tender, emergency tender. On emergency tender, there are no any firefighting tools or equipments or any other equipment for firefighting. On emergency tender, specially searchlights, floodlights, oxyacetylene cutting set, acetylene cylinder, cutting blow pipe, other miscellaneous gear, blower, exhauster are provided. On mobile control van, there are systems, portable systems, just like walkie-talkie set, transistorized loud speaker, batteries, binocular, VHF radio schemes, receiver, chair, writing material, lightning material, etc. are provided. 6 units in this third book. Topic covered in this book are greatly essential for the students of certificate in fire safety engineering management to carry out standard and disciplinary drill procedure for different firefighting equipment, to identify different types of operational difficulties of firefighting pump and appliances, to able to do rescue in emergency cases, to evaluate techniques for firefighting and rescue operations, etc., to maintain fire protection and rescue systems update. Wish you all the best. Thank you.